Okay, let's get into Divrei Hayamim Beis Perek Chaf Hei, the 25th Perek here in Divrei Hayamim. And again, a tragic story, as we have so many tragic stories, both in Sefer Malachim and here. After, in the last Perek, Yoash was assassinated after the beginning of such a promising life, and it was met with tragedy towards the end when he left HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to his son Amatzia, who became king at 25 years old, and he ruled for 29 years. Again, it started off pretty good and positive, and he consolidated his kingdom, this parak tells us, and then he was going to fight against Edom, who had previously rebelled against Bnei Yisrael a couple of generations earlier, and he gathers, the parak tells us, he gathers not only from his own kingdom of Yehuda, but he gathers from Ephraim, from the other 10 tribes, and a Navi comes and tells him, no, you don't need them, don't use them, which angered them, but that's what he listened to the Navi at that point. He goes and he conquers Edom. And after he conquers Edom, all of a sudden it went to his head, and he says, you know what, I'm going to fight Malchei Yisrael, a civil war, one of the terrible civil wars in our history between Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Yehuda, and king of Yisrael says to him, why are you coming up? Why are you trying Yoash Melech Yisrael, right? Not his father was Yoash, but this is Amatzia. This is a different Yoash Melech Yisrael. He says, why are you coming here, right? Let's not fight. You're going to be defeated. And he didn't listen, and he went, and he was defeated. And at the end of his life, his own members of his group go and assassinate him, just like his father was assassinated. Again, another tragic end to another kingdom. Before we get to the next one, as we'll see, Uzziah will be the next king, who will be king for more than 50 years. That'll be the next parak. And again, a lot of these stories are told, similar stories, some details are different. Like in the last parak, Zachariah Hanavi, that was a major, not just a detail, that was left out of the story of Malachim, but most of the others are parallel. Says the parak here, Parak Hafei, Ben Esrim V'chamei Shana Malach Amatziyahu. Amatziyahu ruled 25 years, V'esrim V'teisha Shana Malach Yerushalayim, 25 years old, and he was king for 29 years. By the way, the parallel story is in Malachim Beis and Perek Yudalad, where we have the similar story stated there. So he was king for 29 years, V'shem Imo Yeho Adam Yerushalayim. V'yasa Yashar Bene Hashem. And he did what's right in Yashar, as was said about his father, Rak Lo Believe of Shalem, but not with a complete heart. Lo Believe of Shalem. If you look in the Malachim, in Perek Yudalad, as a little different lashon, it says, Rak Lo, Vayas Hayasher Bene Hashem, Rak Lo Kedavid Aviv. Not like his father David. Kechol Asher Asa Yoash Aviv Asa. So here it says, not Bishlemus. If you look in the Rinat Yitzchak, he suggests maybe it's based on, what does it mean, not believe of Shalem? What does it mean? He served him, but not totally completely. At least he quotes the Rambam and the Mefarish on the side of the Rambam. In Hilchot Yisod HaTorah, in the first four Prakim, where it talks about physics and metaphysics, there's no Kesef Mishnah, right? It's just a Pirush. The Kesef Mishnah starts, I think, in Perek Hei. Perek Hei, where Rambam is talking about Halacha and Kiddush Hashem, that's where the Kesef Mishnah starts showing, giving Mar Makomos. But in Perek Beis, that's where the Rambam talks about Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Right? Remember the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, the Heichi Derech Lavasul Yiraso, what is the ultimate Av and Yira? B'shashi is Bonin Ha'adam B'maisa V'bruav HaNeflam HaGadolim. When somebody starts thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unbelievable work, the Yira Mehem Chachmaso Shein La'erech Lokeitz, and he sees an unbelievable infinite amount of wisdom. Miyadu Oevu Meshabechu Mefire, he immediately loves and praises and Misavet Taiva Gadolo Leid Hashem Agadol. He has a tremendous desire to know Hashem, to be connected to Hashem. Kamo Shamar David Samanafshi Lelokim Lokelchai. Ukshemachashi B'dvar Me'ilo Atzman, and when a person thinks about these things themselves, miyad hu nirta la'achorav, and these same things that drives him brings him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, immediately he jumps back, v'yorei v'yifached v'yeda shubirya katana shvela afeli, is a tiny little dot omeid b'das kala me'uta l'fei tzmim deo. So that's the Rambam that many are familiar with, but if you look at the Pirush on the side of the Rambam, the Pirush says, ha'ava ha'mitsuya l'chol davar ha'ne'ahav hu b'shvil shnei anyanim, two types of ava, and then he says two types of yira. Ha'echad b'shvil tova v'hana'a v'chesed sheyagia lo'ohev mehane'ehav. I love something because I get something out of it. Kamo avas avdei ha'melech l'melech. V'avas ha'ish l'isham. I get benefit I get something back. That's the lower level of Ish V'Ishas, though. That's why I love. Vasheni hu kishayira ha'adam davar na'eh v'yetiv be'enav ye'eha v'yis'avelo. Not because I get anything, but I appreciate. Ukshagia lo tia lenafsho simcha gedola. Kamoshira ha'adam even tova yikara. You see a beautiful diamond. Obayis noe. Umishubach miyan misaiven nafsho li dovik bovalagasilov. Not because I'm going to get anything, I'm just drawn to it. The beauty. The first type is Ava Tuliya Badavar. Veinze Meshubach Pavasa Nivra Labore. She Adam Ohevo so Bishvilshu no sin lo chayim umbanim umamon ubanim. It's wonderful to love Hashem because he gives you so much, but that's not the ultimate type of love. Like is discussed in Sefer Eov. Moshamr Chazal, Avashi Tuliya Badavar, Batala Davar, Batel Ha'ava. Vechelik Hasheni Hi Ava Ha'amitis. But the second type is Ava Amitis, ultimate. And then he continues to talk about the two types of Yira, what we would call Yiras Ha'onesh and Yiras Haromamus. Yishlono Maila Hikodemus Lamaila Zubi Bechusa Mimena, Vimalas Ha'yira, Vigami Nechlakas Lushne Chalakim, Ha'achas Hi Yiras Ame Ha'aretz. Vanoshim Viktania Secha Shiru Hashem Yadu Oso Shema Yamis Osam O Yarog Bineyam O Yechastre Mammon O Shleyan Chilem Ganeden, right? But even spiritual benefits, Vachelak Hasheni Hu Ayira Ha'amitis Hukshis Bonin B'maisa Hakel V'yasigmehem Godlo. You realize his awesomeness. V'yeda Shubir Yeshvela Kala. Know that a person is small. Kshiyaroch Nafsho Le'echam and Agufim Hanichbadim. When I compare myself to the sun and the moon and the planets. So, suggest the Rinat Yitzchak. Maybe that's what it means here. It wasn't complete. Meaning he had level 1 and not level 2. He had Ava and Yira Hatluya Bedavar and not Eina. Right? David and Melech had Eina Tluya Bedavar, and there it says, not Belev of Shalem, he only had part. Okay. Pasuk, next Pasuk Gimel. Ve'ikasher Chazka Mamlech Halav. Once he consolidated his Malchus, then he took revenge of those who killed his father. Ve'yarogas Avadav Hamakim Es Melech Aviv. Remember, the servants killed the father because he had killed Yehoyada's children, so everything comes around, right, goes around as it says in Pirkei Avos. Ve'zbeneyam Lohemis, but he did not kill the children of those who killed his father. Ki kasuv b'Torah b'sefer Moshe. Unbelievable. The pasuk here quotes the Torah, because it says in the Torah, Asher tziva Hashem le'mar, it says in the Torah, lo yamusu avos avadim avadim lemsu al avos, ki ish b'cheto yumasu. Unbelievable. And that's not the Chazal darshan on this pasuk about psule edus, about relatives. But what's being quoted here? The pashup shot. You can't reject the pashup shot. What does the Gemara say in Yevamos? Ein hamikra yosi midei pshuto. It's not only pshuto, but it also is the pashup shot. And that's what the pasuk describes here, but it says in the Torah that children should not die for the sins of the father. So the fathers are the ones that assassinated his father and Yoash, but not the children, and therefore he let them go. 2 points that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says here, and Emes Liyakov, both here and in Dvarim. Number one, he says, Sefer Dvarim is called Sefer Moshe. In Malachim, it's Sefer Torah Moshe. Because that's, we know that the Mefarshim talk about the Ramban, and the Ksav HaKabbalah, and the Nitziv talk about the difference between the Gra, difference between Dvarim and the first four Sfarim, but Moshe has more of a connection. The whole Torah is called Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. That's the whole Torah. But here it's talking about Dvarim specifically, and it says Sefer Moshe. Also, Rabbi Yaakov quotes the Svarno. The Svarno in Dvarim on this Pasuk. On this Pasuk says, what's the emphasis of this Pasuk about Lo Yimsu Avos Albanim? Because it was the way of people who were married by Malchus in the early days to kill out the families of those who were married, to instill fear in all. And that's what the Sfarno says. Hashem Dafka says here, we don't do that. We don't do that. So that's what the Sfarno says in Dvarim, Chavdala Tazayin. In Kiseitze, Afilu al Chet Hamorid B'Malchus Yisrael, Sheminag Hamalachim Hakadmonim, the minag of early kings, Hayala Haro Gamas Bineyem, Shalo Yakumu Sonim L'Malchus, so that not only the fathers, but the children, maybe they'll Yarshin some of the desire to be a king. No, Mikol Makom, Asra Torah L'Malchus Yisrael, Laharogze. The Torah Asard, Bishvil Zeh Bechemlat Hashem Alamo, Vizeh Kiyem Amatzia Melech Yehuda. And this is what Amatzia did. This was Amatzia. It was a good thing. Amatzia fulfilled this. Kamro and Rabbi Yaakov there in Kiseitze quotes our pasuk here. Ubemes Matzinu, right? So that was an achievement that he did there. And the Rabbi Yaakov there in Vayel talks about why Dvarim is specifically called Torah's Moshe. So far, so good. Vayikbot Amatzeh is Yehuda, and then Amatzeh gathers and consolidates Yehuda. Why? Because he wants to fight Edom. Edom had conquered, had rebelled against his great-grandfather a couple of generations earlier, so he wants to go and repay. But Yamidim Lebeis Avos, Lasari Alaf, and Lasari Meos, so he gathers all the soldiers, L'chol Yehuda B'yamin, right, he is king of Yehuda, which is both those Shvatim, Vayifkadein L'meimenasim Shav Amala, and he counts up how many soldiers, Vayimsoim, Shlosh Meos Elef Bachur, 300,000, Yotzei Tzava, which was much smaller than earlier generations, Ochez Roma Fatsina, those that hold spears. Vayizkar, he was a little nervous, so he went to the other side, Malchei Yisrael. He went to the other 10 tribes and hired mercenaries. Vayiskar mi Yisrael mea elef, another 100,000. Gibar chayo, right, very strong man, b'mea kigar kesef, a lot of money. He hired a lot of people from Yisrael. V'ish ho'elokim bo'elav lemar, and an ish ho'elokim, doesn't say who, the Radak here says it was Amotz. Amotz, the father of Yishayo. Yishayo Anavi talks all about the Churban and Geula. He lived 150 years before the Churban. This is the father of Amotz. And Chazal say Amotz and Amatzeh were brothers. This was his brother. This was his brother that was talking to him, and the father of Yishayo. Yishayo was his nephew. V'isho Elokim bo'ei lov lemar. Hamelech al yabu im chatzva Yisrael. Don't take these other fighters from Yisrael. Don't take them. Ki ein Hashem im Yisrael kol b'nei Ephraim. Hashem's not with them. Hashem is not with them. Let Ephraim. Why are they called Ephraim? All the 10 tribes are called Ephraim, but Yeravam was from Ephraim, and that's why they're all called Bnei Ephraim. They don't have Ashkachas Hashem with them, so don't leave them. Leave them out. Says the Mefarish here, Shenikra Rashi, Lefisha Yeravam Yishevet Ephraim. Vilhu haya harishon shehechti es Yisrael. He was the first one to cause Bnei Yisrael to sin. Ubechol dar vadar acharav. Hayalam lemokesh. In every generation, the Malchi Yisrael were not good. Right? They all cause more hate. Shall you ovdim la egle zov shall you rav? They didn't get rid of them until much, much later. Remember on Tu B'Av. But the Hashem says, get rid of them. Don't allow them to be fighting with your fighters. Again, the Mesuras David says, Kol Bnei Ephraim, Malchus Aseres Hashvatim Kru Yashem Ephraim. That's all the 10 tribes are called that. Al ki Yeravam Hamelech Harishon Sha'alehem Hayem Bnei Ephraim. Because the first king was from Ephraim. So he says, You can't fight with them. If you take them, Hashem's going to cause you to lose. Hashem is the one that helps or causes to stumble. So Amati says, what am I supposed to do? I paid a lot of money. What am I supposed to do? Maybe he was asking, he was just saying, I lost so much money. Or maybe he was saying, should I take it back? Right, either way, the Ishalokim, the Navi says, Yesh Lashem Lasestra Harbe Mise. Don't worry about it. Hashem has it covered. Hashem can take care. So Yesh, so some very strong sounding psukim in this parak. Right? We just had Yesh Koach Belokim Lazar Lachshil and Yesh Lashem Lasestra Harbe Mise. Hashem can give you a lot more. Right? There's a good mi omar el mi. Vayavdile Mamatsi la Hagdura Sharboy Lame Ephraim. So Amatsi goes back and says, sorry, you have your money, but I don't need you. They were very angry. Very angry. They were called to show their might, and they were paid. Now he says, I don't need you. I don't need you. I don't need you. They go back very angry, and we'll see that they took it out on Yehuda's own people. But they left. So Amatzeh at this point, so far, listens to the Ishalokim. Amatzeh hitchazak, vayinaget samo. So he goes, vayelech geamelach. And he goes to the Melach, he goes to where Edom is, Vayach es b'nei Seir, Seir, Edom, Esav, all the same nation, Aseres, Alofim. 10,000, he smote them. And then, he does something very cruel, which the Medrash says he was punished for. Because this is not what Jews do. V'Aseres, Alofim, Chayim, Shavu, b'nei Yehuda. 10,000 he killed on the battlefield, 10,000 he took captive. V'Yivim, L'Rosh HaSela, he brought him up to a cliff. V'Yashlichum, L'Rosh HaSela, V'Kulam, Nivko, and he threw them off the cliff. That, the Medrash says, was terrible. That's not what Jews do. You kill on the battlefield, fine, but you don't torture or do something like that. And he was ultimately punished for it. Ubnei Agdud, and meanwhile, see, he won the war. Amatzeh won the war by using his own soldiers against Edom. But meanwhile, the Bnei Ephraim, who he had sent back, they, Ubnei Agdud, Asher Heshev Amatzeh Milechezim Olam Alchama, they went and they plundered. Vayivshutu Ba'ari Yehuda, Mishimron V'Abeit Charon, Vayakumeyem Shloshes Alafim, they killed 3,000 of Yehuda. Again, Rachman al-Islam, a civil war, Vayavozu Bizarabah, they took many spoils. Bayi, and now comes a shocking pasuk. So far, so good. Amatzia is doing pretty well. Vayachrei bo Amatzia mekozes Adomim. After Amatzia beats Edom, vayave es Elohei b'nei Seir. He takes their idols and he brings them. Vayamidim lo Elohim. He starts worshiping the idols of Edom. He bows down to them. He burns incense to them. Hashem gets angry. What are you doing? Here it says the word Navi, not Ishalokim. You just defeated them. You just defeated them and their gods. Now you're taking their gods? What are you doing? And when he said it, Amatya says to this Navi, did I make you the advisor to the king? I don't remember asking your advice. Unbelievable sarcasm. It sounds like the pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu and Dasan and Aviram, right? Halarosh, right? Visam Halarosh. So, did I make you the advisor? Nisanucha chadalucha. Stop it. Lama yakucha. I'm going to hit you. I'm going to smite you if you keep talking. The Malbim says that he didn't say it in the name of Hashem. So he thought it was just his own advice. And then he clarifies. Vayechdal hanavi vayomer yadati. And he says, I know, ki yatz elokim lahashchisecha. Hashem is going to lead you out to be destroyed. Ki asisa zos v'lo shamata la'atzasi. Right? You haven't listened to my etzah, and therefore I am going to, you know, this is going to hurt you. Good. The Tzidkas HaTzadik, Rabbi Tzadok, talks about in more Kabbalistic terms that he went to, whenever there's a battle, or B'nai Yisrael and Galus at all, there's always the Nitzotzos HaKadusha, there's always these sparks. So Amatzia thought that he went and he destroyed the sparks of Edom, and he was celebrating that. But really, obviously, he wasn't. It looks like a victory, but if he took the Avodah Zarah of Edom back with him, Umistamar, Rabbi Tzadok, this is in Tzidkas HaTzadik, Os Reish Samach. Os Reish Samach. Umistamar lo Nitzchu Klal, Rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sachakibo. That's the Lashon from Gemara Sanhedrin. Hainu Asa Dover She'enu Be'emes, Rak Kemo L'Schok, She'nira HaGivun Kein, Ve'enu Emes, V'hu Chashav, Amatzia thought, She'hu Nitzuach Amiti, L'Koach HaRashe Bohem, V'lachach Kishechashak L'avod Le'elohehem Lo Nimna, Ki Chashav Adei Ratzon Hashemu. But obviously he was totally wrong. Totally wrong, but he goes and he says, stop it, Navi, and the Navi says, you are going to be defeated. And then all of a sudden, Amatzia goes again, as if a ruach ra overtook him. It's mamish v'ram levavecha v'shachachta Hashem Elokecha. He won the battle and he forgot. Right? What does Rashi quote there in Dvarim in Parshas Ekev? Ein adam mori b'kadosh baruch hu ela mitoch svia. A person rebels against Hashem when they feel satiated. If the person's in need and he's lacking, that's not a time of rebellion. Maybe hashkafically, but not really rejecting a kadosh baruch hu. Most of this comes mitoch svia. That's why there's a beautiful Meshech Chachma on benching in Parshas Ekev, where he says that's why whenever we're satiated, we have to have a remember, right? Most of benching is not about food. It's about Malchus Beis David and Bidin Yerushalayim and Talmud Torah and Bris Milah. We need a reminder of all the basic yesodos when we feel full. So anyway, so this is a violation. Amatzia went to his head. Maybe Yoash went to his head. And all of a sudden he sends, Amatzia, the king of Yehuda, sends to Yoash, the king of Israel, let's fight. Leimar lecha nisra epanim. Which, what does that mean? Right, he's thirsty for covet. Some say the Mesudas David says, you know, your men from Ephraim went and took us by surprise. Let's not do it by surprise. Let's just have a fight, man against man. Let's see who wins. Let's see who wins. That's the Mefarish says, laharos gevura senu al susim b'ramachim. Horses with spears. Let's see. Vayishlach Yoash melech Yisrael. And Yoash says back to Amatzia, what? And he gives a mashal. Hachoach asher balavanon. Yoash calls Amatzi. He says, you're like a thorn bush. I'm like a cedar. It's not even appropriate for the thorn bush to be in contact with the cedar. It's not even like appropriate for you to talk to me. You want to fight me? He says, I'm going to trample you. Okay, skipping now. Hinei kisas Edom. You fought Edom. Minusacha libcha lahachbid. And now your heart is high. Go home. Lama tiskare berav adafalta. You're going to fall. Atav Yehuda imach. V'lasham Amatzia. Amatzia was possessed. He did not listen. Ki elokim he. Right. This is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Part of his punishment. Labanti tambiad ki darshu es Elohei Edom. Part of his punishment, like the Rambam talks about, he loses like regular bechira chafshis, or at least doesn't have the siyata d'shmaya to do tshuva. Part of his onesh. Vayal Yoash. And where was his battle? In Beit Shemesh. Vayisra'u panim hu b'Amatzia melech Yehuda b'Beit Shemesh asher li Yehuda. Vayinogev Yehuda. Yehuda lost. Amatzia lost. Vayunusu ishla ola vezamatzia melech Yehuda ben Yoash. And Amatzia, what happened? Yoash grabbed him, didn't kill him. Vayivio Yerushalayim, brings him to Yerushalayim. It was close by, probably. Yeah, I want to show in your own capital city how lowly you are. Vayifrot bechomat Yerushalayim. He makes breaks in the walls again to show that he is victorious. 400 amma breaks. Vekalazava kezav vachalakelim, and he takes the spoil. He takes gold and silver from the Beis Hamikdash. Im Oved Edom, Oved Edom, who from David HaMelech's time, right? Oh, he was the guard of all of the monies. Vespenat taruvos, he takes captives. Vayashav Shomron, he goes to Shomron. Right? Yoash doesn't even care to kill Amatzia. He's like a fly, a mosquito to his to the giant. But meanwhile, Amatzia, Vayichi Amatzia ben Yoash ben Yehuda, after he leaves, so there's 15 years. Machlokas in the Mefarshim. When were these 15 years? Was it in Yerushalayim? Was it in Lachish? Because it says that he ran away from people who wanted to assassinate him. So Amatzia ran from Yerushalayim to Lachish, and he was assassinated there in Lachish. Vayimisu Sham. They gave him the covet at the end to bring him back. Vayisu Achsus, and they buried him in Yehuda, in with the other kings. But you know, this was a not an ignominious end that he had, like his father did as well. Okay, we will stop here. Perachafei.